Hello, this is Magdalena, and today my post is more openly related to the Alexander technique, because that is what I do, that is what I teach, and that is what I feel passionate about, what I know something about. So, what do I teach? What is this Alexander technique? Well, I can tell you what it is not. It is not meditation. Although some of the Alexander technique work has meditative qualities, as you will know from my previous posts. I don't do a therapy. It is not a therapy, but it can have therapeutic benefits. It is not medical. We don't train in medicine. It is not relaxation, but it is very relaxing. It is not body work, because it involves not just the body, but on the other hand, we do work on the body as part of the whole of our organism. So, what is it? What do I teach? I teach people to use their minds and their body in an intelligent and more conscious way, in a way that is of benefit to how they function on all levels, and in everyday situations or in challenging situations. Because I'm teaching them to find out how they are using themselves. So how do I do this? I observe my pupils. I help them discover how they usually and habitually do something. And then I help them experience a different and more efficient way of doing that thing. I teach them to sharpen their awareness and to broaden their attention so that they can become more conscious and more aware of how they're doing things and of what they're doing when they're thinking they're doing something. And I do this by taking my pupils through some very simple movement patterns, like sitting down or getting out of a chair or bending or standing or walking. All our habit patterns are contained in those very simple movements. I help pupils to see and to hear what's going on when they're just sitting down into a chair, for instance. And what they find out is going to tell them something about how they're approaching all the other tasks in their life. Tasks that might have mental content and emotional content. Simple movements contain the whole cosmos of how someone approaches the rest of their life. It's very fascinating. It's interesting. And people find out things about themselves they didn't even know they were doing. And it gives them a choice. It gives my pupils a choice to become more aware, more intelligent in their use, and in the way they manage the burden of life. It gives them more freedom to move. It reduces the pain and the stress and the tension. And it will make what they do more fun, more efficient, and basically more intelligent. That's all. I teach them awareness.